All right, Jamie, we are here for our Tuesday, the 24th of March, COVID 2019 update, or I guess it's COVID-19 2020 update.
Yeah.
still remote, still coming to you from the other side of the city.
Yep.
So tell us what's new.
Good to talk to you. So let's see, not much new in terms of like campus hours or anything like that, or new decisions on the campus, because we've kind of made it, you know, made all the decisions I think that really you could make right now.
Right.
So we're still monitoring cases on campus of people that haven't felt well, that felt like they needed to be in quarantine. And I would just simply say to everybody, still no known cases on campus of COVID-19.
Awesome.
Folks that have gotten sick or not felt well are where they need to be, doing what they need to do in isolation. So we're encouraged by that. Let's see, just want to remind students some of the things we talked about last week. I said it a couple times, and then Dr. Carrot said it when he was in here with me, that the more stuff you can do right now that's normal, the better off you're going to be. So stay the course with your classes, yeah. Stay the course with church, stay, even though that's all very different now.
Right.
Find ways to socialize, keeping the 6 feet and not gathering in big groups and things like that in your homes. I've noticed in the last evening or two, my family, we've gone on a family walk each night, and, you know, folks out there walking about, keeping safe distance of 10, 15 feet, and yet still able to have really great conversations and laugh and to do those types of things in beautiful weather. And so that's encouraging, and just want to encourage people to do that as much as they can.
And, you know,
what's that?
You know, it's kind of funny on that point, because I've kind of noticed that there's a little bit more interaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like beforehand we would get closer, but there wasn't a whole lot of talking. Like, I've talked to so many people since this has all happened, you know, just
right,
from like a distance, but still more than I would have normally. So it's kind of a weird dynamic going on.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Normally when people are going out on like walks in the evening or afternoon, they typically walk by each other and make very little eye contact and just interact
right.
in the very least amount possible. But now
right.
like anybody that walks by, people are immediately quick to get the distance they need, but then stop and talk. And so that's kind of neat. And
yeah. It is.
So yeah, do those things. As much as you can do that's normal, man, we should absolutely be doing that.
Totally.
I want to say a special word of thanks to our faculty. They have faculty members, you folks, if you're listening to this, you've been fantastic. And I'm really grateful for your hard work and your faithful work and your work as unto Christ. And then also to our students, your work demonstrates a love for God and a love for people. And I'm grateful for you and how you've done that. And we need you to keep on doing that. Please do.
Yeah.
Continue pressing forward with that as you go forward. On the video today, I did give students in need of employment and in need of some hours for income, some direction on places they could look right now. Again, let me just stop and underscore here. The moment we're able to return back to normal hours, we will do that.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, just the guidelines being what they are, we can't.
Right.
So in the meantime, if you need employment or if you need to get some hours somewhere, then there are places right now, while a lot of places are sort of closing up and shrinking back because they have to, there are other places that are actually ramping up right now. So
mm-hmm.
just because it's closed in most areas doesn't mean that there's nothing available.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. Everybody's still got to eat. Everybody's still got to get supplies. And all of those suppliers are swamped right now. So they
yeah.
need people. Most of those places are hiring. So this morning before we shot the video update, I actually myself was calling Walmart, Sam's,
mm-hmm.
Costco, the Dollar Generals, Dollar Trees, Dollar Stores, grocery stores, Home Depots, Lowe's. Those places right now are swamped and taking
mm-hmm.
applications because they need people.
Yeah.
So what I would say now, obviously, I want to encourage you, please be smart in these places and exercise the kind of distance you need to be exercising. But look, I know myself, just from the calls I made this morning, there's jobs out there that you can go get and hours you can get. And so if you need hours, if you need employment right now, start looking to those kinds of places. My list that I've just rattled off is not intended to be an exhaustive list,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just to give you an example of the kinds of places you could be looking right now. Those are the types of places you could look. So what they don't want you to do, everybody I talked to this morning, What they don't want you to do is just show up in the store and ask for a job. They all want you to fill out the application online first. So go to those websites, find their applications, fill those out, and then you can start following up via email and phone calls and things like that. So
that's good.
Online classes, electronic formats are booming right now. We were on spring break last week, and we jumped all back into classes this yesterday morning. And so all that's going, and we suspect, you know, there's still some students that haven't jumped into a class yet because their class doesn't meet until Thursday or Wednesday or such. But I just want to reiterate to folks, if you have difficulty, if you have special needs related to online classes and online education, you can email your faculty. You can also, if it's technical support you need, you can email itcsupport@nobts.edu, and they can help you out with that. So if you have any needs on those things, certainly let us know. I would also underscore one of the mantras that we had from last week. I'll circle back on that again this week. If you, as a student, are facing any types of difficulties, financial, logistical, or emotional, if you need help and support in those areas, please reach out to us. We're willing to help you. If we have the ability to help you, we will exhaust every resource we have. However, we can't help you if we don't know about it. So please let us know. You can talk to your faculty via email or phone call. You can email dos@nobts.edu. But please do reach out to us. Let us know, and we will do everything we can to help you and to support you. And then just a quick word to our Extension Center students. Listen, we know you're out there, and your scenarios vary from what it would be like here in the city of New Orleans. But it's getting pretty rough and gnarly everywhere right now. So, man, we're praying for you as well. And if there are things that we can do, if there are things that you need, then please communicate with us. Again, dos@nobts.edu, and we'll do everything in our power to support you and to help you. But we love you guys and grateful for you, and look forward to being together again face-to-face as soon as possible. Grateful for you.
All right. Well, thanks for that update, Jamie, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
All right. It sounds good.